Shabbat shalom, brethren, a peaceful Sabbath to you all, in Yahushua HaMashiach, also known as Jesus Christ of Nazareth. This is Sister Perpetua Mirembe Or Shulamit George of Yahushua HaMashiach, the Chief Cornerstone Ministry. And today is Saturday, the 28th of September, 2024, on the Roman Gregorian calendar, as per the book of Daniel, and on the Hebrew calendar, which is the Creator's calendar, today is Elul 25, hallelujah. The month of Elul is the month with that bears the theme of the King is in the field, where are you? And this is based on the name of the month from in the Hebrew language, as well as from the book of the Song of Songs or Song of Solomon. It's the month in which we tend to blow the shofar horn a lot more. We actually blow it on a daily basis to remind us that Judgment Day is around the corner. The day of the Lord is around the corner. The great, dreadful, and terrible day of the Lord is around the corner. Hallelujah. To remind us to repent, to do teshuvah, repentance, returning to the Lord, and selichot, seeking forgiveness from fellow mankind and from the Maker, Yahweh, or also known as Yahweh. He is also God the Father. Hallelujah. I've not done audios in a while. So this is the first time in quite a while, but we praise Yah. This year 2024 is coming to an end in the spiritual realm. As I have already shared several times, every new year begins on Rosh Hashanah, which is known as the Jewish New Year, but it's not only for the Jewish people. It's actually the world's original calendar, the calendar on which the Creator, Yahweh, based the world, based the earth realm when he was forming the earth and the heavens, as per Genesis chapter 1. So we are all obliged to follow what is known as the Hebrew calendar. Hallelujah. The high Sabbaths are coming up. They are around the corner. The first two are next week, beginning at sunset on Wednesday and ending at sunset on Friday. So sunset Wednesday, the 2nd of October, then the whole of Thursday, the 3rd of October, and then the Friday, 4th October, until sunset. That's when Rosh Hashanah will take place, keeping in mind that even though sunset clocks in on Friday, the Sabbath continues, because then the weekly Sabbath begins. So we have 3 days in a row of Sabbath next week. Hallelujah. And these will be preceded by a solar eclipse, which is there to remind us, particularly the people who are known as the Gentiles on earth, the ones who haven't come fully to the knowledge of the Messiah and are not yet in relationship with him. He's reminding them to repent, because judgment is at hand. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We tried to share a teaching on the lunar eclipse and the solar eclipse, but it's not been possible. It so happens that we've had two eclipses this month of Elul, And this is the month of Teshuvah and Selichot, in preparation of Judgment Day. So those two eclipses are passing a strong message of reminding us to Teshuvah and Selicha before the Most High God, Yah. The first one was the lunar eclipse, which was specifically a message to the Israel, the chosen bride of Yahweh, the chosen bride of Yahushua HaMashiach. And the second one is the solar eclipse, as I've shared, which is for the Goyim. I've learned today that yes, the bride, but it's actually preferable to call Israel the wife of Yahushua HaMashiach. Hallelujah, since actually there was a wedding that took place at Mount Sinai many years ago. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. So as I'm teaching today, we will be hearing the sound of the shofar, because it is a crucial reminder of the season we are in. Today is also a very special day. It's Shabbat Netzavim Vayechi. So two Torah portions in one go, in 1 week, because we're trying to catch up. The year is coming to an end. Double Torah portions have been very rare this year because it's a leap year. But this week we have a double Torah portion, Deuteronomy 29 to 31. And also, it is Elul 25. So my main focus is going to be on Elul 25, which is the first day of creation, the anniversary of the first day of creation. Hallelujah. But before we do that, let us listen to this song, which says, Avinu Malkeinu, our Father, our King, by Paul Wilbur and Greg Silverman and Joshua Aaron. It's actually a song that it's a prayer that we say a lot in the month of Tishri. Remember, this is the month to crown God the Father and God the Son as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. This is also the month to crown the Holy Spirit as the Queen of Queens and the Lady of Ladies. Hallelujah. Many that are listening to this audio may have a problem with me saying that the Holy Spirit is feminine, but as I keep saying, instead of arguing over the issue, take it to the Lord in prayer, because in the process of arguing, you can end up blaspheming against the Holy Spirit. So I am only sharing what the Lord has revealed to me personally and confirmed in various ways over the years. So there's no point arguing. It's just better to take it to the Lord in prayer and seek confirmation. It is it's very well known, as I've said before, in Orthodox Jewish circles that the Holy Spirit is feminine. Even the word for Holy Spirit in the Hebrew is a feminine word. The King James Bible and all the other translations were actually mistranslated because of the devil's doing. But the Lord is correcting us in these end times, and we have to open our hearts up to learning the Word of God in accordance with His will and not in accordance with our will, which means there's a lot of lies to unlearn and a lot of new things that He wants us to take on, which He is sharing in bits and pieces to various members of the body of Yahushua HaMashiach worldwide. So this is the month of the crowning of God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, but mainly we focus on the aspect of the King. Whereas the other month, which is also known as the first and the seventh month of the year, we crown the kings of the earth. So the Jewish kings used to be crowned in the month of Nisan. That's the month of Passover. And Passover and first fruits. So the death and resurrection of Yahushua HaMashiach. So just like we each have the day we are born on earth, and the day we are also born again in Yahushua HaMashiach, there's more than one New Year's Day in God's calendar. There's actually four, but the main two we focus on are this coming one, which is the birthday of the world, the day man was made, and the Shabbat, or the weekly Sabbath, and other Sabbaths were established as well, and then also the month of Nisan, Rosh Hashanah, the New Year's Day, which is the birth of the Tabernacle of Moses. It's called the Tabernacle of Moses, but it's actually also known as the Tabernacle of Meeting or the Tent of Meeting. It's the day on which the Shekinah glory, the beginning of the restoration of the Shekinah glory upon the people began or started to manifest. Hallelujah. So we're going to listen to Avinu Malkeinu, our Father, our King. Father, our King, Our Father, our King, favor us and answer us, for we have no accomplishments. Deal with us charitably and kindly with us, and save us. Amen. In Yahushua's name, our Father, our King, favor us and answer us. For we have no accomplishments. Deal with us charitably and kindly with us, and save us. Amen. In Yahushua's name, one more time, our Father, our King, favor us and answer us. For we have no accomplishments. Deal with us charitably and kindly with us, and save us. Amen. In Yahushua HaMashiach's name. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Yahushua HaMashiach's name. Amen. All right. Let's sing. There's another song I want us to listen to. It's called He Is Coming Soon. This is the season to prepare for the holy catching away of the bride, or the holy elopement of the wife of Yahushua HaMashiach. Amen. Besimcha mechakim l'shivato lo yodim et hasha'a lo yodim את היום, אך בטוחים אנו בזאת, הוא יבוא. He's coming soon, he's coming soon, with joy we welcome his return. It may be it may be night or noon, we know he's coming soon. לא יודעים את השעה, לא יודעים את היום, אך בטוחים אנו בזאת יבוא. בטוחים אנו בזאת יבוא. אך בטוחים אנו בזאת Huyabo. Amen. In Yahushua's name, hallelujah. Hallelujah. That is a beautiful tune. I feel like playing it again, but let's move on. I want to keep this audio. I'm not going to go into all the details of Elul 25. I'm going to try and keep it short. There's a lot that was created on that day. God created 10 items. But I'm just going to stick to Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 to 5, and John chapter 1 to verse 17. So let's listen to this other version of He Is Coming Soon. This is by A Mighty Wind Ministry. Hallelujah.
Closing days of time, what joy the glorious hope affords, that soon, oh wondrous truth sublime, he shall reign a king of kings and lord of lords. You are coming soon, you are coming soon, with joy we welcome your returning. It may be morn, it may be night or noon, for you are coming soon. The signs around the earth and air
all painted on the starry sky. God's faithful witnesses declare that the coming of the Savior draweth nigh.
You are coming soon, you're coming soon. With joy we welcome your returning. It may be morn, it may be night or noon. We know, Yahushua, you are coming soon.
The dead in Yahushua Micah's life, in countless numbers all shall rise. When through the portals of the sky he shall come with prepared paradise.
You are coming soon, you are coming soon. With joy we welcome your returning. It may be morn, it may be night or noon. We know, Yahushua, you are coming soon.
And we who live in yet remain caught up shall meet our faithful Lord. This hope we cherish not in vain, but we comfort one another by this word.
You are coming soon, you're coming soon. With joy we welcome your returning. It may be morn, it may be night or noon. We know, Yahushua, you are coming soon.
Bride awaiting Yahushua, hears voice, ring maiden crying loud. They will trim the lamps and they will look up. Bridegroom comes, let's get ready, let's arise.
And off we go with Yahushua gone. We know it, we welcome your returning.
We waited long, but now we're blessed, Lord, and now
we're coming home.
And off we go with Yahushua home. With joy we welcome your returning. We waited long, but now embrace us, Lord, and now we coming home. And now
we're coming home. And now we're coming home. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm gonna pause for a moment because my baby daughter has come. I'll have to record another audio and attach it to this one. So I'm gonna stop here for now. Shabbat shalom, brethren. Remain blessed in the mighty name of Yahushua HaMashiach.